From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump holds bilateral meetings with Chinese President Xi Jinping Thursday, in which Mr. Trump has said he intends to press Xi to push North Korea to abandon its nuclear program. Mr. Trump arrived in Beijing Wednesday, his first visit as president to China, North Korea's closest ally. Trump is expected to call on China to expel North Korean workers from the country and otherwise eliminate some of its other dealings with Pyongyang. The talks between Trump and Xi will also deal with trade, which is a touchy subject since Mr. Trump has long complained about the trade deficit between China and the United States. The president suffered the sharpest political setback of his presidency Tuesday when Democrats swept two easy victories in governor's races in the states of Virginia and New Jersey. Democrats were ecstatic with their sweep of the two gubernatorial races and excited by a turnout that could have major implications for next year's congressional midterm elections when all 435 House seats and one-third of the Senate will be on the ballot. Democrats are pointing to exit polls in both Virginia and New Jersey that showed that anger at Mr. Trump was a major factor in stimulating Democrats to get to the polls. The president's administration announced that it is implementing changes that will channel economic activities away from Cuba's military, intelligence, and security services, and impose travel and business limitations on Americans who interact with Cubans. Most Americans planning to visit the island nation will now have to travel with organized tour groups operated by U.S. companies. Travelers will also have to be accompanied by a representative of the sponsoring group. The State Department released a list of 83 hotels and other businesses that it says are associated with Cuba's military, including stores, marinas, and even two rum makers. This is VOA News. Vice President Mike Pence and his wife Karen headed to the small Texas town of Sutherland Springs to console the wounded survivors and families of the victims of the nation's latest mass murder. Mr. Pence spoke Wednesday at a prayer vigil for the 26 churchgoers shot dead during a Sunday morning service by gunmen with a history of mental health issues, also meeting with law enforcement officials and the church neighbor who shot the gunman as he fled, potentially saving other lives. Before going to Sutherland Springs, Mr. Pence comforted 10 of the critically wounded survivors being treated at the Brooke Henry Medical Center in San Antonio, Texas. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte said that he planned on asking Beijing during this week's Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation what its intentions are in the South China Sea, and if Southeast Asian countries will be allowed to freely navigate the disputed strategic sea. We do get more from VOA's Steve Miller.
Evan Rees, an Asia-Pacific analyst with the Texas-based think tank Stratfor, states Duterte's approach may have another explanation.
His softer approach to China isn't because he is trying to pursue a softer approach permanently with China. It's because he's a Philippine nationalist, and he's trying to shore up the Philippines' position. The Philippines is in this vulnerable spot where it's a maritime nation that needs to shore up its claims in the South China Sea, but it also has all kinds of internal problems to deal with.
Now that Marawi has been retaken from militants and the Moro peace process is moving forward, Rees says Duterte now possesses the opportunity to push forward the Philippines' maritime interests. However, China claims almost the entire South China Sea, where some $3 trillion worth of goods passes through each year. Beijing also repeatedly denied that the Permanent Court of Arbitration had the jurisdiction to hear Manila's challenge and rejected the award.
The U.S. State Department is ending the Central American Minors Refugee Program, established to stem the flood of children attempting to enter the United States from El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. The program, established in 2014 by the Obama administration, allowed certain parents lawfully residing in the U.S. to request a refugee resettlement interview for their children and eligible family members. But the Trump administration said it would end the program as part of its overall review of the refugees' admissions process. The State Department said the deadline to apply for the program is Thursday. While people from those countries seeking refugee status may still be eligible, they must use the normal refugee screening process. Since 2014, more than 1,500 children and eligible family members have arrived in the United States as refugees. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.